Daytona's Rock Station, Daytona's Morning Hog Happy Hour Drinking Station, because Josh Messar Prada is here for a Morning Hog Brew Review. Woo! We were getting into some Angry Orchard.
Hot diggity dog.
We're in the midst of, well, what is a variety pack, right?
Correct.
Yeah?
Yeah, so we have Jim Beam's Kentucky Coolers.
Oh, man. Jim Beam. You know, I've bought a lot of Jim Beam in my life, and I've never
really?
Thought about it being, yes.
Yeah. I never have, I don't
yeah.
think.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just started buying Jack.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Steve's sort of a new
whiskey
guy.
Sour, or a whiskey sour kid.
Yeah.
All right.
Right?
So, this
might,
yeah.
might turn you to the other side there.
Though. Hey. Could be a good companion.
I'm all ears.
Pick up the gym. All right. What's next?
So the last two were lemonades, sweet tea lemonade and black cherry lemonade. The next two are punches. So this one is a strawberry punch.
When I was in boot camp, they made us drink this stuff called Victory Punch.
Oh, my God.
Oh. I don't even want to know.
It was like regular fruit punch, but with a lot of extra salt. And ever since I got out of boot camp,
yeah,
really couldn't drink fruit punch anymore.
Guess what?
Yeah. It's time to get better. Everyone's like, why are you putting salt in your fruit punch? Don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, put that shaker down.
Oh, that's
ooh, that very, smells
whoa.
Good.
Whoa, okay.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Don't get fooled by fruit punch. This is...
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So it turns the other direction. Obviously, the last two would be in lemonade. We're a little bit tart.
Yeah.
Yes. These are sweeter. More on the sweeter side.
But not super sweet.
No, no.
Calm and a lot of... There's a lot of fruit flavor happening mm-hmm. in there.
Right, absolutely.
Does it specify fruits on that can? Does it show a picture of them?
Just a strawberry.
Okay, strawberry. Okay, that's good.
And he's sitting on a rocking chair.
Steve likes to argue a lot as to what is a fruit and a vegetable.
Is a strawberry
We have a lot of bitter arguments about
are there
this.
Seeds on a strawberry?
Right.
Absolutely.
Then yeah. it's a fruit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See?
If it's got a seed, it's a fruit.
Now, there's some exceptions.
Doesn't
that.
Matter what you think it is.
Don't start it, Josh.
A pepper
don't get
is
baited.
A fruit.
Don't do it.
Okay.
Don't get drawn in.
An avocado is a fruit.
Don't. God, this is so difficult.
And a tomato and a cucumber.
I've never heard cucumber. I've heard tomatoes are
it's
a fruit.
It's got a seed, bro.
I've heard peppers... Are,
it's a fruit.
Oh my God, the frustration is
Smith
building. All right. And the final of the four flavors in that variety pack of Jimmy.
All right, so that was strawberry punch.
Okay.
And now we have citrus punch.
By the way, this particular episode of the Brew Review is going to be sent off to the Florida Department of Broadcasting for... Hopefully induction into their Hall of Fame. Okay, this is very clear looking right here.
Almost looks like a particular beverage, soda beverage.
Right, it does. Absolutely.
A clear but slightly cloudy.
Oh, that's good too. Yeah. Oh, hello. Hey, what's going on? That's
ooh.
Good. Right?
Whoa.
That's a cleanser
wait.
Right there.
So for me, that one, you get the most Jim Beam flavor.
Yes.
Yeah.
Almost
I
like.
I cannot put my finger
almost
on
like
what?
A whiskey sour.
Yes.
So low-cal.
That's really good.
120 calories.
Control, very, very controlled ABV.
Yep, 5%.
Slim cans.
And it's
my
Jim Beam.
Gosh.
Jim Beam.
Mm. Okay. All right.
It's a great partnership between Jim Beam and Boston Beer
Company. I like what they're doing.
Yep. I mean, and these are literally brand new, so you'll have to check out our website.
Oh, he's talking about srprod.com/beerfinder, where you can go and look for locations to find these. They'll be coming soon to your stores. They're not already there, but
a few stores here and there. But okay. the website is going to be the fastest and easiest way.
That's very good. All right, what do you have? One more can over there. What's going on?
All right, so I mentioned today everything was not beers and it wasn't really seltzers either.
Okay,
so we had a cider, malt beverage,
mm-hmm.
and now
what's
we have
left?
Hard kombucha.
Oh, hi-yo. Hard kombucha.
So okay. We've dabbled in this a little bit before.
Yes,
yes.
This is Strange Beast by Sierra Nevada.
I like the like what they do. Yes.
Hmm. Oh, Sierra Nevada makes Strange Beast.
They do.
I did not know that.
They've been kind of branching off into different things. Like we had the Hop Splash, which was the hop water.
Yeah.
So, you woo! Know, they're checking stuff out.
I just got a whiff of that. Get ready. Get your snout on that thing, Steve. Get ready. Okay.
So, definitely kombucha, right?
Okay. Yep. Yep.
One of the bigger things here is I think the last ones we
that's
tried
funky.
Were... Well, yeah, it's kombucha. You know what? Do you remember what kombucha was?
It is mushroom tea or
kind of
yes,
fermented tea.
Tea,
essentially. Yeah.
Okay.
And then it has SCOBY.
Are you trying to convince Josh that's what it is? Or are you answering the question?
He's giving me a question with a question. Is that a good call?
It's like the people on Wheel of Fortune.
What if
they're like
put mushrooms in it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Right.
Exactly. All right. So it's a. It is a. It's very organic.
There you go.
Right.
Is the word, right? So everything inside of it, there are living cultures in here because it is a kombucha.
Right.
And they get the alcohol through fermentation rather than distillate.
Ooh, okay.
Which is cool. So it's all natural.
Right.
The yeast in there are producing the alcohol itself.
Right.
And at 7%. So the flavor is mimosa.
It's very good. It's very good. I've already thought, you know, back when I was in my college dorm, I used to leave stuff on the windowsill a lot, like foods and leftover stuff. I could have made kombucha. I didn't even know I could have, but I could have been making it the whole time.
That is very good. The carbonation is perfect.
The taste does not go with the smell.
Right. So the smell is funky, and kombucha is funky. Let's be honest, right?
Yeah.
But that's what the consumer is looking for, is something a little bit different, a little bit funkier. The can art is fantastic. It shows an orange, kind of like, what's the movie with, was it Rick Moranis?
Oh, Little Shop of Horrors.
There you go.
Oh.
Yeah, so their whole line has a themed, kind of themed that way, where it's a picture of a plant or a fruit eating the alcohol.
I love that.
I get you.
The carbonation from this as well is also from that fermentation.
Really?
So they're not...
That's kind of amazing.
Carbonating it on a separate level.
Really?
It's all coming from that.
Yeah. Isn't that weird?
So very cool.
Science.
That's natural.
Bingo. Science.
I mean, again.
Natural carbs.
Natural carbs. But yeah, 7%. Brand new.
7%?
Yeah,
yes, please.
And it does not drink like
7%. No. Like zero alcohol flavor for sure. And a little tart.
It's wild. It's funky. But it's good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, please.
Yeah.
This is a good companion. Again, Steve has asked you before, did you plan this? And you do plan this. But... those really go well together. You get the lemonade, you get the punches, you get the on the back end.
Yeah.
Nice job. Scientist.
Yeah.
He's not wearing a lab coat. You can't see him through the radio, but Josh is not wearing a lab coat, but he could be.
I could be.
Because he's a scientist as far as I'm concerned. SRProd.com/beerfinder, we can find all these things?
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, every single one of these that we've talked about today is brand new.
Beautiful.
So you'll slowly see them get down to the market.
Okay.
As always, that website, you know.
SRProd.com/beerfinder. You can put the W's in there if you want to. It's your prerogative if you like to type a lot. SRProd.com/beerfinder. Look it up. Thank you, Josh.
Thank you.